Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your guys' host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you guys from Phoenix, Arizona. This is like the fifth time I've done this, but today is a spoiler-filled episode, folks. Today is very spoiler because I have my buddy Corbin Ford, fellow big nerd and podcaster, on the show to talk about Crisis on Infinite Earths, part 1 through 3. And oh my god, it blew us away. We talk details of things you maybe missed on set, with certain characters, you know, backstory on suits, all this sort of jazz here. Maybe you guys didn't know about, review the episodes, what we really thought about them, geek out a lot, nerdgasm flying all over the place, to say the least. But Corbin and I really, really go behind the scenes knowledge and dive into episodes 4 and 5, which have not been released as of this recording. So we give some behind the scenes knowledge with that, so it's a little bit of spoilery from news and casting alerts that we saw and whatnot. So kind of give our thoughts on it. Also, too, halfway through the recording, there were some tech issues, so it sounds weird in the beginning half compared to the later half. Don't worry, though, it's still the same show, nothing changed other than a little bit of how it sounds. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in this episode, and, of course, thank you, Corbin, for coming onto the show to review it. Crisis on Infinite Earths, I never thought I'd be able to give a review on a fucking TV crossover with it. But, folks, don't you worry, we'll have more interviews still every week, as always, every Monday. You can follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or comiccronicle.podbean.com. Subscribe, maybe leave a review, you know, it's nice if you do, that helps us out greatly. We help give you guys some good entertainment. Hopefully you like it. So you can subscribe on one of those. It helps us out. And also, so thanks everyone for tuning in. And don't worry, there is more interviews coming. But enjoy this, of course, off the rails interview episode with Corbin Ford. Man, welcome to the show, Corbin. I think it's about damn time I brought you on.
I appreciate it, man. It's been a while. I'm very happy to be here.
Fuck yeah. Like, it's been such an incredibly long time. Like, yeah. I honestly...
The megacast, say
yes.
Which we have to do again, fan fusion or sometime. It has to happen.
Oh, I'm gonna see if I can get free tickets this year. So if anybody knows at fan fusion, listen to the show. We would like free tickets.
Let's make it happen. All right.
Corbin, man. Before we get any further, dude, introduce yourself to the fans at home who are like, "Who the fuck is this dude?"
Yeah, that is a common question. I'm Corbin, big comic fan. I'm absolute geek, couch crunchers, doing a lot before formerly Comic Playground. So it's all over. I mean, if you're talking comics, I'm bound to either be there or listening or lurking in the streets. It's kind of my gig. That's hopefully the gig there. We love talking comics. That's what I'm all about. So that's a little about me. I mean, see me around the comics for you here in Arizona where, you know, just like Dakota here, I am based. So it's boom. True.
I mean, yeah, and you like, you do so much shit now. I mean, you do a couple of the shows. Mm-hmm. Which has been fun to see, and one,
oh,
and you guys, and going, yeah, it's been fun. I mean, come on, I tune in every now and then when I can. Mm-hmm. I'm busy as shit, so I tune in when I can. Let me tell you, fuck. And I listen to a lot of shows and support a lot of people, so it's like, what the hell do I do? I don't know.
You're like the billionaire playboy philanthropist, where you have acting, podcasting, producing.
Oh my
like,
god, and I'm still poor as shit. So
the struggle is real, man. It's real out here. The creative field. It doesn't pay until it does.
That's true. Amen to that. Man, I brought you on the show today because I went to you straight first. Didn't ask anybody else, no bullshit, because I figured what better dude to come on to the show to talk about it because we have to review it. Have to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Crisis on Infinite Earths, dude. Holy shit. Oh, like I can't even handle it sometimes. What happened here with this blows me away.
It's insane how well they've been pulling it off. And we're going to go into it. So I'm excited for that. But just that anticipation that we've been waiting for literally since the last Elseworlds crossover that CW did last year, where they teased it with the very last little title page, Crisis on Infinite Earths incoming. From that point on, it was just this big snowball of anticipation and excitement that's been building. And it really ramped up for me over the last, what, 2-3 months as more and more guest appearances were confirmed from other properties or TV shows in the DCCW's universe. Going back to, forgetting the name, but back with the Birds of Prey. I'm forgetting the channel name. What's the channel name?
WB channel.
Thank you, WB. There you go. Exactly. Yeah. So that's how far it's gone. And it's like, you know, there was talks that Linda Carter, Wonder Woman was going to be in. People who haven't actually been in. But
hold it right there. We went back further than Birds of Prey.
Okay, bring us back even more. Because
I mean, I thought Birds of Prey was the first.
No. Now, see, okay, but 90s Flash was kind of brought in on that, right? But I look at that as a CBS property. So I guess for me, I had looked at it like the first one of the... You're right, though, because Supergirl was also CBS, and now they're a part of the CW family. So you're right. We got to go back to the John Wesley Flash.
It's true. Oh, by the way, I've already said in the intro during for this recording, spoilers fucking abound, because there's just no way. Just can't no way around it, man. Okay, further back, because they did a touch of Kingdom Come in it. We got continuation of Christopher Reeve's Superman.
Which
come on,
freaking magical, man, magical.
Oh, and Brandon Routh, who played the fucker, and that was my first Superman movie. Was Superman Returns?
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm still a huge Superman fan. Let that be known here.
I see the poster in the back, right behind you. I see a little Superman thing.
God, that's actually people who Superman jacket. The show, can't see it. Yeah, but I got the Dan Jurgens signed Death of Superman, the sleeve, and also the book, Death of Superman. I got it from Kyle, so I got that and a mini Superman in there.
Insane. Well, there you go.
They got Smallville hanging up over there, me and a picture of Michael Rosenbaum, my sister, and then awesome. Smallville comic sign. Like, a huge Superman fan. And it's basically, if you love Batman, if you love, like, Superman, this crossover was made for you.
Yeah.
Like, it seriously was.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Shit.
With each intro of these other worlds and these other characters that we've grown, it was like, oh my gosh. Okay, so real quick, we're talking about Brandon Routh, who's done an impeccable job, not only having a nod to that Superman with Christopher Reeves, but also A Touch of Kingdom Come, and even A Touch of Injustice, although they didn't mention the actual Joker, but the Joker basically killing Lois Lane in the cast
that
of...
That's Kingdom Come in general, though, in the book.
You're right. It starts there.
It was Injustice, that guy would not be the thing of humanity or whatever he was
Because then the Superman would have been... Yeah.
He would have instantly... Like, if... Oh, my God. I wish they went to the Injustice world so bad. That would have been...
Well, they touched on Titans. I was hoping they would.
Oh, my God. What? They're dead. Like, yeah, exactly. Spoiler alert. Everybody's dead.
Everyone's dead. But no.
They're like, fuck you.
No, they just wiped out worlds. I think they... And we knew they were going to do this. We knew when they had all these guests.
Every single thing. You didn't think so? No, I didn't know worth
it. Oh, I was sold on it. Before
we go any further, though, we got to get order because our fandoms are flipping shit. Right now, we're fangasm and all over the place, and it's like a fucking blacklight, like, frenzy in here.
That's true.
If we take a look, did you read the first book?
I did.
Have you watched the shows currently? Like, are you caught up? Like, do you watch the shows religiously? Like, I'm getting caught up on Supergirl and Batwoman, but I watch Legends a little bit, but then mostly Flash and Arrow. Like, do you watch the shows?
I'm almost reversed. I'm getting caught up on, I've watched like the first 5 seasons of both Flash and Arrow, most of them, but I've been kind of getting caught on the current issues or current episodes. I've been following Batwoman religiously, and I've been catching up on Supergirl.
I'm
the opposite there.
Oh yeah,
you should.
I know I want it. Like, I saw the premiere and I'm like, this is Batwoman Begins. This is metal as fuck. this is awesome. And they're like, "Oh, Alice," and I'm like, "Alice," and they're like, "One of them games." Like, "Oh yeah."
Who, by the way, is a shout out to the Birds of Prey series where she played, wasn't it Black Canary? No, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, she played Canary.
Which was why
we got them in the Easter egg there.
Exactly. But,
we'll touch cameos in a minute because it's a whole conversation. Yep. So that's good. So you read the book. I haven't read the book. I read the book once. I had some single issues by George Perez here somewhere. I think I might have given those to people. But, you know, it's slow. There's so much to it. 14 books.
And each one is packed. From page to page with so much fucking content to break down and dig into.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed we're not going to get something in there as a villain guy. We're not going to get that villain team up.
No, which you're not. I mean,
sucks.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta think about in the story tone. If we're gonna talk like really just a brief connect, I mean, anyone who's listening to this obviously knows their comics, but 1985 DC was simplifying all the universes. George Perez, Marv Wolfman came together with this 12 issue like maxi series, breaking down all like simplifying the universes with this crisis. The key characters you had obviously the Monitor, who was kind of like that. I don't want to say the Watcher type. But basically, you had him, the Anti-Monitor, was kind of really more of the antagonist. You had Psycho Pirate, who played a big part in last CW's Elseworlds.
That's true.
But hasn't been talked about at all here.
I think it was an Easter egg. I think that was probably just an Easter egg. Like, listen, we have our own thing that we're doing. We're going to pay tribute. Like, they're technically hitting the markers of the Crisis book,
mm-hmm.
which, but in different ways. You know, we've had a Flash die. We've had, which, by the way, I've cried so much in these episodes.
Really?
I'm not even going to kid you. I, like, sat down in front of my TV, my pillow against my fucking TV, like, TV, whatever, like, the living room table and whatnot, because it's a little mm-hmm. bit taller. And I'm mm-hmm. just sitting there way close to the TV just watching this shit, and I fucking cried. They gave him the original 90s Flash theme song, the fucking clips
that
in there.
Flashback, that clip. That classic 90s clip ripped straight from the show had me going, oh, what?
I cried. And to hear the interview after, I heard somewhere, I don't remember where, that John Wesley Shipp, he talked to the producer. Oh, it was on Kevin Smith's show.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, as a huge Kevin Smith fan, he's a big inspiration and motivation of mine. I fucking watch every minute of his after show. Because I'm like, this is like the podcast, but it's on TV. This is awesome.
It's awesome.
I was like, this is cool. And he got to talk to the people. John Wesley Shipp talked to Mark Guggenheim and said, hey, this is, I want to say thank you because you gave an ending to my character like 20, 30 years later.
Wow. And he cried.
It's like, it's true. He gave an ending to that character. He's like, I finally had a good ending. Like, my character now rests in peace. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, man.
It's deep. Right now, I can feel it. Yeah, it's deep.
Oh, and it's like, well, you're getting all this. Like, Brandon Rose was, Rouse was awesome. And I love him as Ray Palmer, the Atom. I love the Atom with a passion. Yeah. Which, by the way, we're getting, speaking of books, though, before we go any further, they've included a little bit of New 52 in here.
They're a touch.
They're, and you know, and I'm like, oh, shit. Because when I first started reading DC full time, New 52. Yeah.
That's what you raised around on that.
And I read a lot before, don't get me wrong. Like, I read a lot of older stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I started reading religiously, it was New 52. People tell me they don't know how I'm involved in comics still. Because it was such a bad thing to like.
It was, yeah.
Well, it was, if I look back now, I actually still like New 52 Superman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get such hatred.
I mean, listen, I'm of the opinion that, yeah, it could be critically, like, panned, but if you have certain storylines you like, go with that. I love John Paul Valley Batman, Azbats, Azrael, and people hated him in that character. And mind you, it was, aside, poorly developed, and the villains were one-off notes, villains, and all of that. It doesn't matter to me. I still very much enjoyed it. Respect him, man. You're a comic fan? Exactly. You get it. We're in it.
Oh, got it. And I'm drinking Dr. Pepper other than coffee for the show for once. This is really weird, because it's like, 6 o'clock at night, we're recording, folks. This is the review shows are always off the rails. It's fine.
So, I love it. I've listened to a few.
Yeah, the interviews, we get off the rails every now and then, but the reviews, oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. So we have Anti-Monitor, of course. When we see him, he's New 52, straight up. Darkseid War, amazing, by the way, because Darkseid War is just so fucking out there. It's nuts. But also, the new Atom.
Which I liked. Yeah, I forgot
how you caught that. They're like, who the hell is Ryan Choan? I'm like,
yes. When they went to find him, too. I think it is, too. I knew it was Choan. I just didn't want to get the first name off. But when I saw that, I was like, great, because you're obviously going to have to send off for Brandon Routh as the Atom. We discussed that. It's already known going in. So you do have that continuation of that new character in for the Legends tomorrow going on. And also, we get to see him kind of fully go from, he's still playing the Atom, but also Superman for this moment. So we almost get to see him say goodbye to both these characters he's been a part of since 2006 with Superman Returns.
And it's going to be sad, but...
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
Oh, we had so many cameos, though, speaking of characters, in this crossover. I was like, when I'm writing down, because I got some notes here, I was like, oh, when I'm talking about the cameos, I'm thinking, like, oh, I'll write some down. I'm like, no, that's a whole book. The first 2 fucking minutes.
It was so
fucking poor. Are you shitting me?
Dude.
Oh my god. And I watched the Titan show. I'm finishing it now because I'm working on a few pitches for comic book companies. So hopefully next year, 2020.
Okay.
Like in IDW, here I come. But we'll see. But fucking Titans. Like you mentioned it earlier, fucking Titans are in it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What? Doing there, like what the fuck?
That threw me off when I first said, is that Hawk? Is that what? And I lost
it. It's a new scene. Holy shit!
I mean, holy rusted metal, all of that. Like, but like that's like, you know what I mean? Like,
89 Gotham though.
89 Gotham. Robert Wool as Alexander Knox. Wow.
Come on. And my pops are watching, like, holy shit.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And you can hear the Batman theme song on that first part playing over the scene, which was just a great shout out. Then you see the Titans, because I have the notes in, like, I thought that too, so it's cool. Yeah. And then Russell Tovey as the Ray, which is
Earth
insane.
X, that's right.
Yep, Christ and Earth X, which he reprised. It was unexpected, but I'm sure we all loved it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I loved Earth X. Crisis on Earth X was amazing.
And then while we're talking about Burt Ward, he was walking Ace the Bat-Hound. So, I mean, it's insane. And then, this was my favorite one. Like, of all of them, you had, and this is because the first Superman movie that I watched over and over and over was Superman 2, right? Will Wheaton played an apocalyptic doomsday prophet who was holding a sign that said, meet the doom, the end of the world is nigh. And in Superman 2, before that final fight between Superman and Zod and his generals, there is that same guy or similar guy, the exact same sign, word for word.
I didn't catch that. Blew over my head. Holy shit.
Dude, yes.
Brilliant.
And then Griffin Newman as the trivia host on the one scene with the Atom, who hosts, he basically is Arthur on Amazon's Reboot of the Tick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we get all of our geek stuff with each of these. I mean, then you get, obviously, Tom Welling, Kevin Conroy, the legend.
Tom Welling, I cried.
Oh, yeah.
I cried. And then as soon as we get a battle between him and Lex, and he's like, I did. And people are like, oh, it's not Clark. I'm like, no, it's Clark. This is probably, like, season 18 Clark, though.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Yeah. You know? And they're like, well, I want more. I was like, well, read fucking season 11. It's my biggest thing to Smallville fans. Read season 11.
Wow.
It's so good. It's so phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The monitor shows up there first, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot that. Yeah, it was so... I'm ready to rewatch it just to dig into all of it for sure, because I was taking notes on cameos and this and that, but not in the sense of, okay, let's follow the actual tracking of this story. We just know worlds are colliding, worlds are being destroyed, let's see our heroes.
But they still did it so good with that story. We'll get to Kevin Conroy in a minute,
though. Yes, which, by the way, let's fucking do it. Oh my gosh, I loved Kevin Conroy.
I met the man at Comic-Con years ago.
Wow.
He gave me voice acting tips. I'm like...
That's awesome.
That's forever holding.
Yes.
Oh, it's like, dude, fucking A. Like, I went from my voice teacher being Velma and Scooby-Doo to getting advice from Kevin Conroy at a Comic-Con. Life is good. Life is good. Life is good. And sweet fucking dude. I got an Arkham game signed and a shadow box with a Batman Rebirth comic right now in it.
Mm-hmm.
And like an issue number one. No, it's not for sale.
Hey folks, Dakota here with a little bit of an ad break for you guys today. Do you guys like reading comics? Obviously, if you listen to the show, you do. What the fuck am I talking about? Then you guys, if you're in Arizona, which a good majority of the fan base is, shout out to the ones in Canada though, you guys can go to Drawn to Comics in Glendale, Arizona, located at 5801 West Glendale Avenue in Glendale, Arizona. I gotta say, folks, I've been going here for a long time now. I've been to a few different comic book stores in Arizona in my 6 years of living here so far, and this may change due to the recording nature, but whatever. So I love going to Drawn to Comics. I really do. Ken, who runs it, is amazing, fucking laid-back dude. He's a wonderful guy. He's been on the show, ladies and gentlemen, before. And it's a really fun place to pick up the book. So Drawn to Comics in Glendale, Arizona. Get yourself a box, you know. Go in, maybe just check it out. It's a fun place to escape into. All the workers there are fucking wonderful folks. They really are. It's just like family at this point, at least they're for me. And it's a fun world to go into. There's collectibles there. There's toys. There's comics. You know, and you just get your box and reserve some books and whatnot. We've had people on the show who've written and drawn comics, you know. Go in and pick up their work, folks. Jesus Christ. It ain't that difficult. So go to Drawn the Comics in Glendale, Arizona, folks. You guys can check them out also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thanks, everyone. Now back to the show. But Kevin Conroy, like, what the fuck? Are you... But I was kind of pissed.
Okay, why so? I want to hear it, because I think I know why.
Murderous Batman, are you shitting me? Like, no. No. But. They made some really cool cameos in that shit.
They did.
Like,
they did.
There was all the Rogues Gallery, like, including fucking Poison Ivy, by the way, had a trophy from his killings.
was like,
I thought that was so cool to me. I thought, like, at first, oh my God, we're finding him the same bold, and then you learn, like, that feeling as a viewer, like maybe a couple minutes in, that oh snap, this isn't the Bruce Wayne that we thought we were getting.
No, fuck no. And it's like, oh, that one's from Clark, and it's like, what? It's like, holy shit. And it's like, this is not Kingdom Come. This is not, by the way, that kid who plays Luke Fox's kid, holy shit, he's ripped as fuck.
Cameron Johnson, yeah.
Oh my God, even Kara was like, oh. It's like, they're like, nope, don't make this weird. She's like, no. and even mentioned Clayface. Like, and I was like, holy shit, because I love Clayface with a passion. You know, a broken Riddler cane, dense coin, the fuck?
But let's get the big one. Let's get that big one.
What?
Superman's glasses.
Yeah. Like, he murdered that fucker. Like, this blood and shit. Like, he dead. Like,
dude, that was fire to me. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah. They went to town, man. They went to absolute town. And I'm like, we missed over something really big, by the way, in the beginning, to say the least. We'll get to it in a minute. But I did like it. Don't get me wrong. I was like, oh, fuck, this is not the Batman. I was kind of mad. But then I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. And then he's like, I still got kryptonite in my suit, fucker. And it's like a little souvenir from the hometown. I'm like, oh!
I love that.
Oh, yeah. Shit! Like, this is like the Batman that probably versus the Justice Superman at one point or some shit. Or, like, he versus... what was it? Someone made the thing in there. Oh, this was what would happen if Zack Snyder's, like, Batman turned murderous. Because they did a side-by-side. It's like, my parents taught me a different lesson. There was a side-by-side between Batman v Superman and also The Crisis. There's only two or three words added in, but it's the same exact line.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do remember hearing that. You're right. Now that you're saying that, I do remember that line being used by the... Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is sick. That is sick.
Sick shit, dude. Like, I... Personally, like, you know, but hearing that voice, because that voice is my, probably yours too, fucking childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is childhood at that point.
Huh?
This is childhood, you know?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, that's all, I mean, this is Batman. I mean, Every time I see, every time someone mentions Kevin Conroy, I am vengeance. I am, like, that's what comes to me. You know what I mean? The anime series, which I still watch. Like, that is Batman. I mean, the games. You're right. These are all characters we like grew up with. Brandon Routh is Superman. I mean, for me, by that point, I already seen the Christopher Reeves movies, but it was still, that was the new Superman movie for me. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and to see him come back and do this now and keep that same, like, the, I don't know how you do it, but the acting, having that same, the feelings that you get from Superman, that dignity, that hope because that the Christopher Reeves Superman inspired.
Oh, God, yeah, he has it. He fucking has it. You know, and we get the Kingdom Come suit, and we get the Clark. He looks like him still. This with gray hair, blew me away. Like, amazing. But one thing we need to talk about was that death.
Huh?
Was that death? That's the one thing we got to talk about.
Let's hear that.
I cried.
Let's hear your takes.
I cried like a bitch, and. But I knew it was stupid. Because...
You knew...
You knew it wasn't... You knew... I'm like, he's going to get resurrected. They're like, Lazarus Pit. I'm like, cheap but effective. And they're like, no, this ain't going to happen. They're like, oh, he's going to be the Spectre. I'm like in the books? Like, hold on here.
Dude, I'm glad you said your piece first. Because when I was saying cheap too, I thought... One, we knew was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for those who don't know Arrow, we knew that was coming. Who didn't? It's been talked about. It's been really the crux of the whole season of Arrow this
year.
From announced, exactly, from last year's Elseworlds, we knew it was coming. I thought it was cheap and how quick it was. Now, thinking about it later and seeing the further development they've done, the daughter saying we're going to go get him back.
Yeah.
What could he possibly expect? That further fleshing out is important. I'm glad that was done. Because at first when I saw it happen, I go, nah, he's not going to die. He's going to disappear or something. And then... This is episode 1.
Yeah.
This is the beginning. He's not in that clip. He's not saying to the climatic fight. I thought it was going to be something Endgame-esque where he looks and he knows from, you know, the monitor it's time.
Yeah.
Like Tony Stark. And like, okay, time to go. No, it was off-screen mostly. Like, okay, I'm getting beat up and now I'm going to make my last stand. It cuts to the rest of the team, cuts back, and there he is. Like, What?
Yeah, and it's like the body's there, like he's gone, like, and his soul's gone, like his soul's in purgatory, like he's fucking dead. There is nowhere friends
with Lucifer. Shout out too.
Oh, but you mean, but they those okay? People are like, what the hell are those floating ghosts? Those are from the books. Like, those are Anti-Monitor's army of dead souls of fucking planets he's absorbed.
Which is insane.
And we got to see those. I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, the Spectre, though. I knew Jim Corrigan was cast. And I was like, oh, dope. And they're like, oh, yeah, Spectre's coming. I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't connect it. Because I'm like, wait, Ollie was the Spectre at one point.
You know?
And there's still one more cameo that they said is happening. But we haven't got it so far.
Wow.
Do you know what that is?
Which I'm actually intrigued to hear it because I don't remember or forgot one or the other.
Diggle Green Lantern.
Okay, see? Nope. I was not okay. I know it was referenced. It was referenced last year, I want to say.
It was referenced in there, but they said we will see him. We will see a Green Lantern.
Oh my god. See, I was not. That's news to me, and I'm even more hyped.
I hope to God they still kept that in there. I hope to God. Because if not, as a huge Lantern fan, I'm going to be pissed.
That is sick.
I will rage if that shit's not in there. If they took it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But so far, let's hope not.
Yeah.
Let's hope they didn't, because that is so cool to see.
You built it up last season in Arrow, bitches. You can't do it. You know, like, you're Bane and Stewart. Fuck you!
Yeah, don't give us the wink-wink and not fully go out with that. Okay, speaking of that, the wink-wink that they didn't flesh out. I did not like the little play on the world's finest thing they tried to do between Kate and Kara when Kate had the end of Kryptonite. I was like, okay, it's just what Bruce would do. This is awesome. Yeah. And then they had like a fake face-off that was hit great, and then no solution. And then Kate goes and tells Kara, oh, by the way, I have this. No, first of all, I get that you're not Bruce, I get you're not Batman, but it's the same Bat family, and those traits more or less remain the same, in my opinion. Mm. You never let that hand go, you know what I mean? I mean, although I could see it kind of unfolding with Kara reacting like Superman, or Kara reacting like you would think Superman would, in the sense like, okay, keep it just in case, but it would never have had that conversation, because I would never show it to you.
That's it. Well, it's also, too, though, if you keep it, and she knows, she's going to be like, fuck you, and it's going to be this whole big thing. Because every time a Bat family member keeps Kryptonite, it causes a giant fucking battle, giant fucking problems, and she's like, I'm not Bruce. So there's that.
Yeah.
And I did, but the Mark, like, going back to the Kevin Smith show on there, which I highly recommend, man, if you have not watched it, because, and the folks out there, watch Crisis Aftermath. So many, one, because Kevin Smith's awesome, at least in my opinion. And then two, the show, like, people on there, Bernardo for interviews, they're nuts. Like, you can talk to John Cryer, too, Luthor, which we'll talk about in a minute. And they were saying, Mark Guggenheim was like, hey, don't be surprised if maybe this is the new Flash Arrow dynamic.
Okay, I do remember hearing that, and you're right. Yeah. Like, that is intriguing to me. I would like to have that sort of back and forth. I just thought that storyline that they kind of teased there, let it wait. Let it play out later on down the line in a little mini crossover they're going to have between Batwoman and Supergirl. Let that play out then. You can tease it now. Great. Yeah. Give us a little hint of something that could possibly be. But don't do anything about it yet. You have too many storyline threads to keep going. Tie those up, close out this crisis, and then we can go back to that and revisit that and have a real full fulfilling payoff. But, I mean, you're right. If they have that Flash out dynamic, that's not quite the Batman Superman, which is great because we're not trying to do that same Batman Superman thing with Batwoman and Supergirl.
Wouldn't mind
it. Something of that is nice to see that dynamic and that dichotomy between the two of them.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And to be able to have that relationship still, too, of characters we don't often get to see that much, and we're probably not going to see in the movies, I dig that. Mm-hmm. That's why I love these shows, is it gives us these characters, gives us these suits. You know, we're doing Crisis on Infinite Earths. We're never going to fucking see that in the movies.
No. Yeah. No, yeah. We're not.
Especially, this is DC's Endgame. They're like, okay, we don't got the movie thing right now. Movies are a little bit fucked, but our TV show's awesome. This is our Endgame. Fuck you, Marvel. And I'm like, as a DC fan and Marvel fan, holy shit, it's brilliant. You know, we got like this is our swan song. A lot of our people are getting old. We're gonna lose rights. We got a Batman movie coming out, so we're gonna lose some Batman shit. We got to do it now. You know, it's nuts to me. And I don't know where it's gonna go. I hope to God it goes somewhere fun, because
I got scared shitless when Lila, because I was like, oh shit, that's right. She's an assassin. I was like, oh no!
I remember that, yeah.
And then she beat the shit out of John, and I'm like, oh, do you gotta kill him? Oh no! Dear God, no! I like John! I got scared. I was like, oh fuck, real loud in my living room, and everyone's like, what the hell's going on? Like, John's getting his ass kicked. They're like, oh shit! And it's like, oh, it's my God. And it's like, she died. And he's like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I got the powers. Fuck you, Laya. I don't care. And you're like, everyone's gone. And it's like, and fucking, oh, my God. Clark and Iris's name. Well, not Iris' name. Clark and Iris look at each other when Iris looks at Clark from Earth 38, which was depressing as fuck.
Yeah.
When she looked at him and he gave her the look of like, it's going to be okay. And they all just turn to dust. I'm like, oh my God.
It's insane. You're right. And I like the fact that you just referenced CW building this. This has been 10 years in the making. It's not rushed. It wasn't a 1-2 boom microwave kind of franchise thing. You had one show that started with Arrow. Yep. It built up with that. Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow. Batwoman. You know, Batwoman. All of this is building up. Stargirl's coming up. Who knows how that's going to affect. But you build it up over time. Each person has their own separate story threads. You start with some individual crossovers between the franchises. Then you do the bigger ones. Then you have that Earth X one. You obviously have Elseworlds. Now you have this. The payoff here is so real because, especially if you've been following all the shows, you've seen this development. Or if you've been like me, who was following all of them for a while, fell out, came back, all of this.
Yeah.
And you still know, wow, what did I miss? And then it builds this crescendo that is this crossover now. In this month break, basically, it's just short of a month, the anticipation is insane because I just want to see how it all closes out and how the rest of these shows continue to move on after this event and what it means to each individual show.
I want to say is that each individual show now is going to be, it's going to be, the multiverse is going to go. I think they said, okay, we're going to say no to this now. And multiverse is done, and now that they're all gone, we're gonna have everything combined in the one.
Wow!
And I think that's what's gonna happen.
That would make sense.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, in order to simplify things, you know.
Yeah, and so you know, because people are like, "Oh, the multiverse," but us comic book fans are like, "This shit is dope because this is amazing," and it's like, we've seen this shit for years in cartoons, everything. And I think that's how they're gonna do this Batwoman Supergirl crossover real easy. Because you can be like, they're on the same Earth now. History will be a little bit different for these people, and it's gonna be weird. It's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be a new type of world when we're done. But it's still gonna be good, and they're gonna still probably have the memories of the old multiverse, you know, with the people that we have. Yes, I wish Kingdom Come Superman still stayed, but it's fine. We get Luthor anyway, which.
Oh, I wish they could do a spinoff or something, or make Kingdom Come Superman what John Wesley's ship has been for the Flash, and you have that older character kind of grandfathered in for a while who can come in every once in a while every over and make an appearance. I would rather have that, although I know the likelihood of that is close to zero.
So he's black-suited Superman from New 52.
My name is Andrew, and I am the host of a show called Rage Hunter. And on Rage Hunter, we cover the latest news and what's trending in the gaming industry with just a hint of some sarcasm and rage. You probably have this hole, you know, this void in your life that you don't know how to fill. Well, Rage Hunter is going to fill it. And the best part is we are everywhere. iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Play Store, Spotify, Podbean, Instagram, Twitter. So that way, you can get as much rage in your life as possible. And some news while you're at it. So come check us out and be a part of the greatest gaming podcast in the universe. See you there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So wait,
Because that's a Clark from the pre-Flashpoint on with the New 52 world. He pops up, but no one really knows. But then they start finding out, and he's like, no, I'm actually Superman and shit. And also, he helps out that Superman and stuff like that, too. And he's like, I'm from a different Earth. I have my Lois. I have everything else. But this one doesn't have any of that no more. So he can be like black-suited Superman. He's like, if things go really bad, I will help you out. And also, the Superman, Tyler, I can't remember his last name, the one who plays Earth 38 Superman, they even said he's versed General Zod. he's versed to Doomsday, and he's having his own show. So who knows what that possibility and what they're gonna do?
The house one, yeah, that would be interesting. Like what he would be.
Yeah. I want to definitely touch upon though, because I know we're kind of coming to the end here of this review, is John Cryer Lex Luthor.
Is it too much of a stretch to say that John Cryer has been the absolute star of Christ on Infinite Earths, right next to the cameos? Cameos first and foremost, but his performance. What do you think about that? Like, put in context, because I am loving it.
That's a bold statement, like walking into a locker room saying you got a 12-inch dick and you may or may not be able to represent.
Like, oh my God.
Like, that's a bold statement, Sarah, that you're walking into.
Out there. But, like, think about it. Like, what's your thoughts on that? Because I was not excited about it, but every scene that he's been in, aside from him in the Smallville scene,
yes,
where everything took a backseat on that one, but every other scene that he's been in, I think he's stolen it.
Yes, and he's, because he's such a good at it, because he is... I love Michael Rosenbaum to death. He's been my Luthor. Other than the animated one. But, and the comics. But when it comes live action, John Cryer is possibly the most comic book Lex Luthor we have ever seen, including Crisis and the Supergirl series.
Yeah.
And it blows me out of the park. Like, I love Luthor as a villain. Love the Superman villains. Fuck, I'm a huge fan of Metallo and Parasite, for God's sake. Like,
yeah, that's true.
It's, which I hope to God they come in the show sooner or later again. But it's nuts to me how good he is. And I might agree with you on it, because he does steal the show.
See, it's not as bold, but it's not as bold, because you're right. Like,
he's so evil.
It is so good, every tick. And this for me is the quintessential Lex Luthor, in the sense that I get the humor side of it.
Yep.
I get that. He's not a total joke, obviously. Everything is thought in advance. Yep. Everything is motivated, quick with the quips. It is the perfect quintessential Lex Luthor to me. And I'm glad that John Cryer even did it, because they even said, you know, in the Crisis After show with Kevin Smith, that he was going to be on the show, you know, on Supergirl, a couple episodes, meet his end, move on from there. But he found out they were doing Crisis, and he said, I just have to do it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, like, if you know anything about it, it's like, oh, shit, let's do this. It's like...
Exactly. No,
come on.
Right.
Oh, man, I gotta give it this, though, is if he doesn't get it, it's okay, because we saw it in the Supergirl TV show. His power armor, dude. Oh! Oh my God.
The acting is like a masterclass, man. It's a masterclass in just every tick, everything. It's amazing.
It's. I can't believe this even exists at the moment here. Like, we basically covered it a little bit, and I do want to say, though, that we've covered all the big points, the folks at Homeless right now. I mean, obviously, you know, but really, we do got to say is that the storyline makes sense. The storyline has all this good shit in it. But the center of this cake is still delicious. It's so amazing. And it's written with love. It's written with care. It's written with, we're going to fuck with you, and you're not going to expect it.
Yeah, it's full of surprises. Yeah. Just everything. You're getting everything you asked for as a fan, in terms of the cameos, in terms of the storyline, in terms of what you come to expect. But the payoffs are there, and the surprises are there, too. Stuff that you didn't even see coming, that you didn't know you wanted, but are glad you got.
Speaking of surprises, I want to put this on the record. We will see a Supergirl die.
Oh! That's a bold statement.
We will see...
I always thought Arrow was going to be the surrogate kind of death for Supergirl.
I want to say we will see something where the original actress who plays Supergirl, who plays Kara's mom on the TV show, she will be from a different Earth. Whoop. And she will die. She'll be Supergirl and she will die.
I cannot wait to touch base with you after this crisis to kind of follow back on that, because that would be crazy.
Yeah, like, I think that will happen. I really do, dude. Like, there is no... I know, Skype's being weird right now because I'm trying to get in the mic, but it will be one thing where... It will hit Kara home,
Like, it will hit her in the head. It will hit her in the heart. It will do all this sort of stuff there. But I think we will see that. I want to bet money on it. I'll bet, like, a penny or some shit. Because you can't give us every fucking checkmark in Crisis but the supervillain team-up and the seeing how time was created thing. So far, we still got episode 4 and 5. You know?
True that.
Ooh.
But true that.
Supergirl, I will say, we will see the Supergirl die.
Now I am officially, you can put on record, I am rooting for that.
Yeah, I think it will be a good way to end that character too. You know?
Yep.
Christopher Reeves.
I mean, Reeves are close to that. Although, I mean, even if it's just a version of it, you know, have that where it fits in and perfectly so.
You gave us the 90s Flash ending. You're giving us a continuation. You gave an ending to 89 Batman universe. This is dead. You gave an ending to all this other shit, you know, 66 universe, everything else, and it's like they're dead, but it's like you even continue Christopher Reeves' legacy and add a little bit of Kingdom Come in there. And you want to tell me you're not going to do the most iconic Supergirl cover of all time?
That's true.
Everyone knows that cover. Everyone has seen that shit somewhere or a nod to it or something. There's no fucking way. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm on record. Maybe I'm wrong.
Dude, I like it. Like you said, bold statement, stand by him, passion behind all of that.
That's my 12-inch in the locker room right there, man. That's what that is.
No, for real, there it is. I like how to close it out with something bold to look forward to, possibly. I'm rooting for it, but we're going to see, because you're right. As far as the comic image, we even got an ode to the Death of Superman cover or scene with Superman in the cape when he was dying on one of the worlds where Lex Luthor killed Superman during one of his gallivanting murdering sprees. So, I mean, it's possible, and I am rooting for it now, just because you seem to be very, very set on seeing this happen. You know what? Why not?
I kind of want, it's like, yeah, we saw, she wasn't dead in the Supergirl show, but we saw Metallo, she was like weakened by kryptonite, but like, alright, cheap out, we got a cool poster, yeah, but, you know, we definitely want to see it by the way, Lex Luthor going on a Superman killing rage in the multiverse, that's the most Lex Luthor thing you can do, he's like, I've moved on from killing Superman.
Perfect, yeah.
It's like, literally perfect. Like, and he's like, I want to fight, and see, I want to see him kill each other now, and it's like, oh no, oh no. Oh man, well, we're coming to the end of this review, dude. Obviously we liked it, but we just had to talk about it on the show. You're probably talking about it on all the other shows too, I'm guessing, at some point sooner or later down the road here. But well, man,
it was a pleasure to just rehash this, just let all the emotion out. I liked how we started all over the place, kind of centered back, but just to explore with the geek fandom that we have about just the comics and what inspires them in this event that is a huge deal.
It is. It. If you are a fan of comics, or just even DC comics, you know what's going on. You're following what's happening. This is them paying respects to everything, even the fucking Batman cartoon and the Arkham games.
Yep. And the payoff is real. Yeah. Every nod, every Easter egg, every second shot, it's worth a second viewing just to rehash everything that you have missed, and so that you very well did miss, because everything is there intentionally and for a purpose, every nod, and to have that thought out that well.
Yep.
Again, just like Endgame was to the movies, this is the Endgame of the CW universe, and it's beautifully done so far. Like, I cannot, Marvel, all of them, just well done.
Before we end, though, because we are coming near the end here, and I want to give you some promotion time. One thing is, we will see Arrow back. Stephen Amell will come back. Because he's a Spectre. Okay. And he can come back as a Spectre and give advice, or if a character is dying, he can be like, no, this is not your time. Keep going.
Okay.
Come on.
I can't not, you can't not like that. That's pretty sick.
That's some good comic shit right there.
That's pretty sick. With the hood already, and it's pretty sick.
I mean, shit, right before this, they cut off, spoilers, they cut off Roy's arm. They're like, hey, robot arm Roy, because if you think we're not doing more comic shit, fuck you.
No, it's true. Oh. Yeah, it's wow.
Oh, man. I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm an extreme fan of these shows. I've got friends of mine on the shows. I've been trying to, they've been busy as hell working on other things right now, but it's nuts, to say the least here. But, man.
It's amazing.
Oh,
Corbin, where can people find you and all the shit you do? Because you do a lot of shit, too.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. On Twitter, at Combo Barbarian, put out some stuff there, retweets. As far as media, videos, podcasts, you know, first, Absolute Geek. It's every Friday at 7, I'm on that. Second is Couch Crunchers, work with them as well. It's Saturdays at 7, they pop on. Really good content for both of them. We also team up, obviously do shows. You know, you're part of the whole comic podcast multiverse or geek podcast multiverse, bam. In addition to that, we have, I already forget myself. We have a new show that just came out, I want to say 5-6 weeks ago, Tales from the Spinner Rack, which is a collaboration, which we have to get you on, by the way.
What is it? I didn't hear. I follow you guys and shit like that.
Wow. Okay, so we basically, it's kind of podcasters who read the books, the weekly books of the week. We read them, we get on the pod, we talk about them. So,
I have seen it. Never mind. I do remember seeing it. I thought it was a part of a different thing there, but I was completely wrong on what it was.
Oh, no.
Yep, so we're getting people all over. So if you read them and you honestly do pods, you know what it is. Come on down, let's talk about them. And it previews the books that we've already read right before Free Comic Book Day that next day on Wednesday, so you pick up the new book. So you kind of get a quick rehash of everything, what we like, what we don't like, kind of in-depth, like it's straight comic talk, and it's awesome for that. You would listen to that, what happened last week, as you get your book for this weekend, we get some read or heard, right? It's really, really good. We're kind of building on that and having other creators here that are into comics. Like, just hop on. We've been open about that and just getting extra collaboration. And so it's really cool. And that's something that we just started that I'm really, really excited about personally.
Dope. I would love to be a part of that. I mean, shit, as a comic book writer and published, like, I would definitely love to be a part of that. Like, fuck.
Exactly. Don't want to throw you another hat on, but that'll be another thing to check out and see what you can add to that, you know?
Dope. I'm 100% down for that shit. Who knows? Maybe I'll bring some books in for you guys whenever they get put to print. Who knows?
Appreciate that.
Who knows? But, fuck. So people can follow you on where on Twitter again, boss?
Oh, at Comic Book Barbarian.
Sweet. All right. And folks at home.
Sweet name. Stick to myself.
Okay. You know, I mean, you said the name is changing, but I don't think you're changing anytime soon here.
No.
Yeah. Folks, you can follow me at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter and at Dakota_Morgan97 on Instagram. Definitely. Corbin, thank you for coming on, man.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on, Dakota. Really, really love the show. You know I'm a fan.
Fuck yeah. I'm a fan of you guys, too, so it all works. All right. Sweet. All right. And any final words for folks at home?
No, man, I'm ready for yours. I'm just happy to be here. Happy to say bye. Stay up, y'all.
Stay classy, multiverse.